Good morning, Selena Gata speaking. How may I help you? My, that's a fine idea, Mr. Small. A real fine idea. You just give me all the details, and I'll get right back to you.
May 6, 1974. I am now awaiting approval from headquarters for the execution of a draft agreement, transferring to you the ownership of the tank. As discussed, we need to cover our costs regarding the drawing up of this document, and the sum of $50 has been agreed upon. In consideration of the $50, the U.S. will pass title over to you, provided that if you discover any human remains in the tank, you will immediately notify the U.S. military system in Frankfurt and permit that system to take custody of the said remains. You will not be required to demilitarize the tank, since having been in salt water for 31 years, it will be deemed to have become demilitarized anyhow. Good luck, dear Mr. Small. Yours, Sally Nagata.
Mr. Speaker, today I would like to pay tribute to the 749 American servicemen who lost their lives during Exercise Tiger. Few people have heard of this tragedy. Now, some 41 years on, their sacrifice has been commemorated, not, gentlemen, by a military authority here in the States, but by Mr. Ken Small of Tor Cross in Devon County, England.
We laid fresh flowers on the tank, Mr. Small. Then each member of our family, all seven of us, walked down the beach and threw a wreath of roses into the sea.